Hello, friends. It's the Dear Misfits, and I'm Amy, and I'm with Isaiah.
Hello, everybody.
We're excited to be with you for another episode of Dear Misfits. And if you're just kind of new to the podcast, the intention behind the podcast is to just reach out to people who feel unheard in the healthcare community, particularly, and who manage chronic pain and multiple health issues, and just speak to topics that come up when we're treating patients and just the interactions we have with people that are dealing with this in our world, in our environment, I guess.
Yep.
And then be able to talk about those topics, just so that you know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And so,
I feel like it's been forever since we've done an episode. Now, for the listeners, we have episodes come out weekly. We record just a little behind the curtain view of what we do here. We record multiple episodes we'll sit down and do like recording sessions together, and we'll record multiple episodes. And then we don't meet up actually every single weekend to record, which, you know, allows us to have lives on other weekends and things. But I feel maybe because like we went on like a little vacation together, we've done a couple other things since the last time we recorded, that I feel like it's been forever since we sat here and actually just in front of some mics and talked.
Yeah. And we do that because this isn't our full-time job like it is for some people who, you know, are sponsored and all of those things. We have our full-time jobs, and we didn't want to be hogtied by somebody dictating what we needed to do. We wanted to
precisely
be able to have conversations as they were coming up and what we felt like we needed to talk about. And so we do it on the side. And so
it's a passion for us.
Yeah. It's a passion project. So anyway, we're glad that you're here. So we want to, sometimes I feel like, well, both of us like to read, of course, and like many of you, and words to me are just super powerful. And I, it's sort of my love language too, is being affirmed. And like, I don't think it's that crazy. Like, I think it's pretty common, but I like reading. The one thing I like about social media is coming across thing like poems or writings or just, I don't know, like excerpts into people's thought life and what they're going through and things that resonate. But this was something that has come across my path this last couple of weeks. And always one of my favorite things in life is serendipity. And I always am like, this is very serendipitous. So I'm going to read this. But I had a couple of patients this week who were feeling as we were talking. So they came in for some chronic pain treatment, and we were talking and trying to dig into a little bit about more what's driving that. Like, to me, it's always a lot about listening to the person and not just looking at their medical history, because people don't unveil what they need to unveil a lot of times because they don't know what they need to unveil when they're dealing with that. So
for real, yeah.
Having a conversation really helps that. But a couple of patients were feeling like they were just talking about like they don't know who they are anymore, and they don't know. You know, one of them was retired, one of them wasn't. One of them's a very big caretaker for her husband. And just like how life has created a circumstance of which they've kind of got lost in it a little bit. A loss in the sense of like who they are and what their, you know, what is life to them these days. And as they just, you know, they're kind of letting their guard down a little bit and talking through that. I thought, man, that happens so much. And I'm into my 40s a little bit, and I feel like even now I feel a little sense of that, of redefining like who I am, because it's a phase in life that's different than when I was trying to launch into my young adult career and having a house and like balancing all those things. Like, it's a little bit different. And so I feel like I just saw this on social media. I want to read it to you. This person wrote it in towards women, but it doesn't, to me, it can be a man or a woman, or men or women. And just the owner was note to us, and it was, they called it a woman's soul. So I want to read this and just see if it resonates with you. To the woman who's slowly fading away, to the woman who has lost her spark, To the woman whose get up and go has well and truly gone, this is for you. This is to remind you that you don't have to be everything to everyone every day. You didn't sign up for that. Remember when you used to laugh, sing, throw caution to the wind? Remember when you used to forgive yourself more quickly for not always being perfect? You can get that back again. You really can. And that doesn't have to mean letting people down or walking away. It just means being kinder to you, feeling brave enough to say no sometimes, being brave enough to stop sometimes and rest. It starts the moment you realize that you're not quite who you used to be. Some of that is good, some of that is not. There are parts of you that need to be brought back. And if anyone in your life is not okay with that, they are not your people. Your people will be glad to see that your spark returning to light up again. So if you have been slowly fading away, my friend, this is time to start saying yes to things that bring you joy and no to the things that don't. It's really pretty simple. And I just thought to myself, as I was thinking about these patients that come into our lives and across my path for treating because of what I treat, I think that happens a lot. And I think it doesn't have to be happening at a retirement age. I think it's as we go through phases in our life that are changing, you know, you're an empty nester, you graduated from college, or now you're married, now you're divorced, now, you know, you have kids, now you don't have kids. You switch a big job, you lose a job, you move from a community that you were really rooted down in to something new. Like, this is phases of life that I think what happens is maybe sometimes we don't look at it as like we're going to recalibrate and adjust. We look at it like something that is taken away and it's like chipping away at us. And I think... I just feel like I wanted to have a conversation and have encourage you to think about why, where's that coming from? And that if you feel like you're fading away and you're not who you want to be and you're lost in the shuffle of your life, like pause a second and what can you take some control back of and what can you recalibrate? And we, as Isaiah and I both, we always come back to using the word cultivate. And I always feel like I want to be very intentional about pruning the stuff that I'm done with in my, not just plants, like I'm sort of a crazy plant lady, but really pruning away the parts of me and the aspects of life that I'm kind of done with, or I'm past, I've grown through.
There's a scientific term for when you are taking away different, basically cutting off buds of your nerves, little pieces of your nerves that are no longer needed or were too much. We do this even as a newborn babe. The first 3 years of life, there is a ton of, and it's scientifically referred to as pruning that occurs, where you have all this extra nervous system tissue in these nerve endings, but because they're all firing off and going haywire, it's hard for you to be able to focus on and develop appropriate nerve connections because there's just so much extra chaos occurring. And so you prune these extra nerves and you lose a lot of nerves in your first 5 years of life. You had so much at birth and you gain a little bit more, but by the time you're 5 years old, you've cut back. And I don't know the exact percentage off the top of my head. I did at one point, but I must have pruned it. And you lose some of those things that are no longer necessary, no longer needed. When I think about this, I think about in different periods of life, I think about my folks. They have they're empty nesters. They've been empty nested. My youngest sibling, well, now he lives with me for a little bit as he's finishing up some school stuff. But my youngest sibling moved. They've been empty nested for, 6, 7 years or so now. And it's a big change. And I've asked them, I've talked to other empty nesters about what it's like. And there's a transition. Like figuring out what do I, your whole definition of who you were, your daily life, your activities of daily living. We talk about ADLs with patients. your activities of daily living, like things change. You no longer have to worry about filling your fridge to the brim with food for a garbage disposal unit called my brother. You no longer have to make sure that they're keeping their room downstairs from becoming some amalgamation of dirty clothes and work or school utensils. You have more freedom. You tend to have a little bit more capital available because there's not so much food and things you have to be providing for others as much. And you have then a little bit more freedom to do things, to go on vacations. My folks have they'll go on like little trips together that they didn't do very much, if ever, by themselves when we were all living together. But they just went on like a trout fishing trip a few months ago, and they do things periodically together. Sometimes they go and travel and see friends. It's so you lose, and not lose in the sense of that we are gone, their children. We're not gone from them. We're still here. But it's different. We've adjusted. We're no longer living in the home. So their home means something different now. Home means something different for me than it did 15 years ago when I lived with them. Home, in that changing that mindset, wrapping your head around these changes, it takes time. You prune away some of those things. Now, if I were to move back now, both my parents and I, we would have there would be a learning curve that we would both have to undergo, because we're not who we are now. Is not, we've changed, we've grown. We haven't just lost things. You grow. When you prune things to allow new growth further. You prune things to allow other areas to be able to grow and blossom. And you prune things away that are no longer necessary so that more energy, more time, and more growth can occur in other areas.
Yeah, and it's ever evolving. And that's one thing I wanted to say is when social media, when we get involved in looking at our phones and reading Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and X and all the things, all the social media stuff that we have such access, the news, watching TV even, social media, the media can create an environment that we get lost in that makes us start to judge our lives against other lives when we're not really seeing the full perspective of where the story came from, or what are they trying to get you to think or do, or and how media is good in many ways, but also just the habit of looking to someone else's life and somewhat kind of start to judge yours based on that is a place to go that's not necessarily very healthy. And I think it gets us in a rut of feeling lost, and because we're pinning ourselves up against somebody who's a famous football player that makes millions of dollars and has this lifestyle. You don't know what they're dealing with behind that. You just see what media is giving you, and we just get stuck there. Or the family that looks like they're all put together and really they're crumbling behind the scenes. Like, just don't get stuck in, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, because there's just more to it. And I think that is why I wanted to say this to people that were listening to this particular episode is, where are you at right now in life, and what do you want to get out of it? And finding meaning in where you are right now is more valuable to me than sitting back and allowing your time of life to swallow you up because you are stuck in a pattern from who you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Because you're not the same person, and you have different opportunities today than you did before. And doesn't mean life's easy, and doesn't mean things are going swimmingly, but it's in order, you know, our goal is that we always want people to feel good and happy and relieve pain if we can, and create some just practical things that you can do to kind of make life a little bit more easy and enjoyable. And one of those things, though, is you got to take account of where you're at mentally with with your thoughts and your environment, and to let that be a time for you to say, okay, what, here's where I'm at, and acknowledge that. What do I need to prune off? What am I okay that I'm done with in that, you know, in terms of phase of life, you know, with kids or jobs or relationships or volunteer opportunities that were important to you, or leadership things that you did, or what, or somebody that you had to caretake for a long time has now passed and now you're not sure what to do with yourself. Like, those are all dynamics that cause you to need to readjust and recalibrate. And at any point where you are in life, you can cultivate something new and healthy inside yourself so that you can experience life more. And when you maybe, you know, as you hear us talking about this and it's resonating with you because you're feeling that and you're feeling lost and just caught up in where life has got you, so, and life moves so fast, then I really want, you're not alone for sure. Not even close relationships that we have as therapists, just patients coming in, talking to us, all of all different walks of life and ages, have similar stories to different degrees. So we're all experiencing it to different degrees if we acknowledge it. And so I don't want you to let life slip by worried about why it's different now than you thought it was supposed to be, or that it was in the past. And what are you accomplishing now that you weren't before, or vice versa? Like, set down the judgment and set down the habit of where you've been, and maybe just start to consider, where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What meaning do you want to find in life? And it doesn't have to be this earth-quaking change. You start with one thing. And if you think about how powerful it can be to reach out to another friend, just to reach out and sit down and have a conversation over a coffee or dinner, to just also share that you're feeling that can be very powerful and get you out of a rut. Like something simple, like a dinner or doing something nice for a neighbor, or
starting something new,
trying something new, going to a class in your community, an arts class, or going to shows that you might not have normally gone to, just to experience other things, to get you out of a rut, and invite a friend, invite a family member that needs it, or go by yourself. I don't know what you need, but just don't get stuck in this rut that you, and I don't even want to say it's a rut, because sometimes it's just the where you have been at in life. It's the path that you have been on, and so your body knows it well. It's this pattern that you've had because it's been going on for a few years, and it's not wrong. It's just now it's time for a change.
You've been at one point in your life and you're looking to be somewhere else now.
Mm-hmm.
And start by taking that first step towards that.
Mm-hmm. And
start small and grow tall.
Yes. You know, that's Isaiah's, that might be on your epitaph. Start small, grow tall.
I think it is. It's from a song, and it just really stuck with me. Yeah. I say it a lot.
So hopefully we wanted to keep this simple, and we wanted it to be affirming that you're not alone if you're feeling this, and that if you feel like pieces of you are fading away, and maybe they're like Isaiah was saying, maybe there's some pieces that needed to be faded away and needed to be pruned off. But if it's in a place of feeling like just lost a little bit, or unseen or unheard, then please kind of sit down with yourself and be like, what do I want? What do I want to get out of this? What, how can I help somebody? How can I ask for help? You know, just come up with some kind of a plan and have, you know, pick a thing you start with. And once you have that accomplished, then you pick another thing.
You may have like a big picture idea in your head. You may not. You may be, I don't know what I want. I don't know where I want this to go. And that's okay. You don't have to have the big picture in mind. You don't have to know where you want the destination to go. But if you have a feeling that where you are is not where you want to be, well, then the answer is to not have a big destination in mind, but just taking that first step.
Mm-hmm.
And because no matter what, if you stay where you are, it's not where you want to be. Anywhere you go from there will move you towards where you want to go. Because staying put is, by definition, not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you want to go somewhere. You may not know exactly where you want to go, but you start with one thing and go from there.
Mm-hmm. I always think of a butterfly and cocooning and then, you know, the chrysalis, and then they're going to hatch and they're going to fly away. Like, there's a point in your life where you got to rest and you're in your cocoon and you're kind of regaining, rebuilding a little bit, readjusting. And hopefully it's just something that you choose to actively do and are aware that this is a phase. And then eventually you'll work out of that phase and you'll kind of bloom into this new part of you, this new phase of you, and that's healthy and normal, and that maybe you're just stuck in your cocoon. And for those of you that feel lonely, I think something I would love for you to consider is there somebody in your, a friend you had, a close friend, a close, maybe a relative that's also a close friend of yours that you aren't in the same physical area as them? You could just even in that, or maybe they are, and reach out to them and just see how they're doing. Check on somebody else and let that, you know, if they're a close friend and you felt filled up by them at points and you filled them back up, maybe just touch base back out, you know, go reach back out to them and touch base with them. You might be so surprised at what kind of energy that brings back to you to just get your ball rolling again a little bit. But I just really appreciate that you're listening to this episode. I know it's a little bit more kind of vague, but I think it resonates with those of you it needs to resonate with. I think it'll resonate with. And those of you that it doesn't resonate with, because you're in a really good place, just stay proactive and stay.
And know that this episode is here for you if you get to a point where you are looking for that meaning, that change, you feel like things have started to been pruned a little too much from you, or things have been too much in a rut, then we are here for you when that time comes.
Yeah. And I want to end with the bucket, the visual of a bucket. To me, when we're talking and pain, specifically people managing pain, I always use the analogy, many people use the analogy of a bucket. And when your bucket is filled with your life's challenges and it's overflowing, you become really symptomatic. And the, you know, whether you're caretaking or financial challenges or work challenges or your car broke down or, you know, just even positive things that are put into your bucket that, why are you laughing? Do you not know this?
No. Every time you say the word bucket, every time it gets a little bit funnier for some reason.
I think he's losing it.
I'm losing it a little bit, but you really emphasized bucket, like, from the very get-go, and I was just like, oh, that's a pretty powerful bucket. And then, like, ever since then, you kept saying bucket, and then I was just like, okay, yep. And then it gets a little bit funnier every time you were saying it. It just was building up my enjoyment of you saying the word bucket.
Okay. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to say bucket.
It's just soft.
If your bucket, I'm just going to say it the way I can say it. You should.
And I appreciate the way you say it. I enjoy it.
Okay. So for however full your bucket is of things in your life, it's a good time to kind of reassess what is in that bucket. What is challenging you? What's stuck? What's something you can drain out of there? What's something you can take out of there? What doesn't need to be left sludging up, getting all moldy inside that bucket? Like, clean it up. Stop laughing. I can't even focus because you're trying. I don't even get it. It's like you're 4 years old right now.
Clean up your bucket.
And that, to me, that visual, I guess what I was trying to do is like assessing yourself and in life. I think it's just a little easier when you can condense it into this. I was trying to think of another word besides bucket, but this package that you can put all of life's challenges in, and then you can kind of sort through them and say, what do I need? What do I not need? What can I let go of? And so that you can move forward. So long story short, we see you, we hear you, like always. This is why we do the podcast. You have so much to offer. You have wisdom. You have the opportunity to give and serve, and you also have the opportunity to just rest if you need to, and that's okay. So thank you for listening. If you have topics you want us to talk about, click in the show notes below and you will email us a question that you have and that will, or a topic you want us to talk about, and we'll do that. And in the meantime, we challenge you to just prune and grow,
cultivate.
Yeah. Prune and cultivate yourself and become the new you.
Yep.
Until next time.
Ta-ta for now.